Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A winless homestand. They go 0-6. Losses to the Yankees, to the freaking Sacramento, or just A's, whatever they're calling them, throughout the entire weekend. And meeting on Saturday, and it was led by Bobby Wood Jr., it sure sounds like, and we'll play some of his comments in a second. I don't know where you're at in players-only meetings to begin with. I want to start there, and then we'll go ahead and talk more on the hitting specifically. Players-only meetings, you know things, you're already in a bad spot the minute you even are discussing players-only meetings. Now, we all know, if you guys have been around Kansas City for a long time, we all know Raul Ibanez had the very famous players-only meeting. That worked, I guess, if you want to give it credit.
Some guys are good at public speaking, right? Maybe some not so much.
The players-only meeting is interesting to me because you have it, and then if the next day you win, people are all like, well, see?
It worked!
And if they lose, we're like, well, that was a waste of time. Look, it's very evident that players-only meeting or whatever, that's not the problem. This is a team throughout the entire season that has not been able to hit from open day on. The starting pitching's been great. Starting pitching's coming back down to earth. Therefore, you're now also taxing your bullpen more because the starting pitchers aren't going into games as far as they were initially. But this baseball team, having a players-only meeting, you know, that tells you the panic, in my opinion, that already is existing inside the organization. We know from the outside the panic's been there for a while from fans. We all see the tweets and the text line and everything like that. But inside the organization, the minute players are having a players-only meeting, you know it reaches that level. And yeah, I don't think, generally speaking, that they work, but they've lost six straight series at home. And I'll reiterate what I said on Friday's show, Bink. I think when you have the expectation that this baseball team has had going into the year, and a baseball team that had an expectation to win this division, you cannot possibly sit here and be status quo.
No. You can't, and it's like what Vern always said, and he said it a lot in his post game yesterday, you know, winners just go and win, losers talk. You know, losers do their talking. Players-only meeting, listen, it needed to be done. Something needed to be done, whether you want to call it a players-only meeting or what, and it shouldn't have to come down to that. It should just be the guys looking at each other and talking to each other at their games going, because, you know, they do it, they're in there alone anyway at that time. This could be done after any game. Like, hey, man, we need to step it up. But it's hard to step up and say something if you're struggling yourself. So that's the problem. Like, the team leaders, like Bobby Witt Jr. is not having a great year toward this point. Right. Sal Perez definitely isn't either. And those are your two biggest voices to speak. So they would have to throw themselves under the bus a little bit too. Like, hey, I need to pick things up, which I'm sure they're doing. It's like Mike Moustakas. I'll never forget, like in 15, when he gets sent down. And Vern got married because of it. Remember, he came back up and hit 300 by June, so Vern ends up getting married, and he's married to Katie today because of Mike Moustakas. But he gets sent down. But he became more vocal when he became good. Like, that was always inside Mike Moustakas, you know, that fire and team leader, and we got to see it, like him barking there at the steps there against Houston in the playoffs because he was hitting well. And you feel like you can speak out. The only guy I've seen really speak out and do team meetings that wasn't very good was Jason Hayward. Back with the Cubs when they were playing in the World Series. Like, he spoke to him during your day because he wasn't playing very well. But he spoke and they listened. So you very rarely hear success of a team with someone that's not performing themselves. But I like the old school days, man. The George Brett days. You go in, you take that bat, you smash a toilet. You show your frustration. Hey, that stuff works just as well as the players-only meeting. It shows your frustration.
You
like, I'm not going to take this anymore.
You and I also know that this was the conversation even a little bit last week, going back to the Jazz Chisholm stuff. And that is the makeup of this team, you know, the fire, or at least outward display of the fire. I'm not saying they don't have competitive guys. Bobby Wood Jr., I think, is one of the most competitive guys that are out there.
100%.
But in terms of just showing it, I think to a certain extent, this goes with your manager as well. I think a lot of times fans want to see that the players are just as ticked off as you, the fan, and that usually doesn't happen, right? They're not going to publicly show that publicly as much as fans are willing, obviously, to show the frustration publicly. But I can promise you they're frustrated. That's why the players only meeting happens. Well, that's fine. You can be frustrated all you want. The reality, though, of the situation is either A, which is what I think is the biggest issue, they don't have the right guys offensively on this roster currently to go and do it. And then you have the guys that just a year ago were having great years in Salvador Perez. Obviously, Bobby Wood Jr. was second in MVP voting. They go out and trade for Jonathan India. All these guys that you really have to count on for a season to go well offensively, that hasn't been there whatsoever. And so you sit here and it doesn't mean we're going to play the blame game like everybody does. You know, is it the game everybody loves to play? And we'll do that at 11 o'clock and figure out, because people are texting in, it's Q's fault, or it's JJ's fault, or it's Bobby's fault, or whoever. So we'll break this up. And I'm going to ask you guys at 11 o'clock basically to break up the 100% of the pie. Blame game goes, we'll get there.
But I used to be like the fight guy, right? I want to see a baseball fight. I actually think it's needed for this team. You know, sticking up for your teammates. Because that stuff actually, to me, that stuff even works better than players-only meetings. Like when you stick up. Let's take the Royals when they were, you know, 14 and 15. You just didn't mess with this team. Lorenzo Cain, what's he having? It was 2014, and Tigers are trying to talk to him there on first base. He's like, no, I'm here to play and all that. Like, we can chat later. You know what I'm saying? No fraternization right now. I'm here to beat you. And that kind of set the tempo for it. Then in Chicago, you know, Gerard Dyson, Lorenzo Cain, the Cain-Holio incident, Chris Sale wanting to go get a piece of Yordano and stuff like that. But that was, his team was close. Yordano throwing at Machado, then a fight. You knew it was going to happen, and it did. And that's what I always liked about Yordano. He was willing to do it. He knew by throwing at Machado it was going to be a fight. And Machado was coming to the mound, but he did it anyway. And they liked the fight. And I remember Sal Perez getting into it with Tim Anderson a few years ago. It's like, where's that fire at? Like, you want to see that. That brings a team closer together. Well, you say, hey, just go all out and get drunk or whatever. Just go hang out as a team. Because they've tried that, too. Other players have mentioned that. We just need to go out and get drunk or whatever and talk. Yeah, maybe so. Or just get in the fight. Just defend your players. Show that you care.
Here's what Bobby Wood Jr. had to say. This was after the game Saturday when the clubhouse was closed for an extra 20 minutes or so while the players were holding that meeting.
I think it was good. We needed to have that. Things aren't going the way that we want it to be. And so we have to talk about it. If you look at yourself in the mirror, you got to talk as a team. We're a family in here, and so families talk, and so that's what we did. And we got to just figure some things out.
Why was now the time?
Because it keeps going on over and over again where it's like, oh, it's going to come, but no, it hasn't came. And so we have to figure something out. We have to change something, and so the time was now.
Any one player spearhead this meeting or anything of that nature?
Yeah, it was kind of everyone. Everyone spoke their voice, and yeah.
Offensively, talking about hoping it comes. What's the stretch been like for you individually and as a team?
Yeah, for me, it's been not good, and so I gotta look at myself in the mirror and say, what do I need to do? And I just need to get better. It starts from me, and that's honestly something that, when I'm going, things are going better. And so I just got to get back to being myself. And so I'm not trying to put pressure on myself, but just really just trying to go out there, be comfortable and confident and enjoy the game. And so that's what I want to get back to doing. And it's frustrating that I'm not doing what I am capable of doing and doing it very poorly. And so I just got to get back to be myself.
So that was Bobby Wood Jr. That was courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network after the game, speaking to some of the beat writers with following the players only meeting. I think Bank at this point, today's a day off before they start this road trip and take on the Texas Rangers. Today seems like the perfect time. If you were going to make in some sort of personnel change, today would be that day.
Today would be a day.
Yeah. I mean, look, we know that truly in the lineup, that's an external move. That is going out and trading for somebody. Although when you look at where this team is at there, I think there's a reason conversation to be had on should they even be going out and buying. And also, who's selling bats. I understand Rafael Devers got traded yesterday, but if anybody followed that story since opening day, he's been a pain in the ass for the Red Sox, upset about the Alex Bregman trade and or signing and everything like that.
I don't see how
like
that it helps the chemistry. You know, yeah, not Suarez, I think, would.
So I don't think a ton of teams are making trades to begin with, but what can you do now? And sometimes, yeah, it doesn't mean that it just cures all, but you cannot retain, in my opinion, the same philosophy, the same personnel on the hitting side of things. I'm talking about the hitting staff. And there's multiple guys, there's multiple names involved in that. When your team had the expectation they had, and then now they're dead last in home runs, it'd be one thing if that's all it was. Yeah. If you were just bad at home runs, because not like last year they had a ton of home runs, but we all know it's more than that. The team flat out is just not hitting in every key moment, and it's just single after single after single. If you're lucky, there's no pop. Jack Caglione is making the adjustment from AAA to the big league, so it's too early, 12 games in, to say X is happening with him, but have not seen any of that power as well, which should concern some people, at least on the development side, not with Jack Caglione, but hey, nobody has any power right now, Bink. So I think this would be the day and this would be the time to make a change with your hitting staff.
Time to do it. Get that just a second. Something Bobby said there about everybody speaking. All right. First of all, like, players only meetings. Like, you only want to hear from Bobby, Sal, maybe Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, you know, guys have been around. Like, I don't want, you heard the Mark Canha spoke. I don't want to hear from a guy hitting.
He's a veteran in the league.
Like, I don't care. The guy's hitting 242, doesn't have a home run. He's played like 39 games. I could give a rip about what Mark Canha says. Seriously, Bobby Witt needs to stand up, be the leader of the team, be the guy. Sal Perez, let Wacha talk. Let Seth Lugo talk. If Cole Reagans wants to, it's fine. One thing I like is they're not finger pointing, because the pitchers could be pointing the fingers at the hitters. I mean, that could happen. At least that part's not happening. Because I remember Chiefs seasons. There were seasons, like Patrick Mahomes' first year, the offense could have pointed direct fingers at the defense. They just never did. And you know what? In return, really, when the defense carried the team the last couple of years, they were 15th in scoring points per game, they didn't really blame the offense, right? That's a cohesive team when you're not wanting to blame other sides. So I do respect the fact that pitchers aren't doing that with the players. But do you really want to hear, like, if everybody spoke, like John Rave and Mark Canha? Like, no. Give me the leaders of the team, let them do the speaking, and I don't want to hear from a Mark Canha. But as far as making changes, yeah, today's the day. You have to do anything. You can't just go status quo. Do I think it's all the hitting coaches' fault? Absolutely not.
Of course not. Yeah. This is the way the business works, man.
I know it is.
It's results-based business, and they have made player adjustments.
And coaching changes sometimes work, too. I mean, I'm not saying here, but I'm saying in college football, when you've seen it works for a short time, but it's got to be the right guy. What I'm saying is sometimes you get that initial buzz, but then it goes right back down. So you got to be careful with what you do. Yeah.
Ultimately, they need more bats, and those are external options. I understand that, but we see this happen. It's happened a few times already this baseball season in other organizations. When you have a certain level of expectation and you don't get to that level, teams, you know, send off hitting coaches and other personnel all the time throughout a season, because you say, hey, this is not acceptable. They already did that with certain players. Renfro, DFA, Melendez, obviously option. You know, they call up Rave and Lofton and obviously Cags, etc. They've made the internal switches.
Nick Lofton spoke?
Let's say, I'm not sure, Pink. I'm not sure. I don't have as much of an issue as you do about, like, who spoke. Clearly, Bobby Wood Jr. was one of the key members.
I'm not going to say Mark Canha told me this. No, I'm going to go, yeah.
But that goes back to the original thing that I don't think players-only meetings do a whole lot.
I don't either.
How much of the, if they make a staff change, how much is that actually going to, so I guess until you do it, you really don't know. But for what we've known, hitting-wise, they're not bad, but it's the runners and scoring, it's them executing when they have the best opportunity to do it. And I don't know if that's a...
Well, it's on the players, think that's Drew, in my opinion.
I think it's more on... I think we all agree it's more on the players than anybody
inside,
else.
Of course. If they're pitching them inside in situations, you know, there's runners in scoring position, all of a sudden they start lighting up and throwing right inside at them, and they're not doing a damn thing about it, and they know that the Royals are going to sit there and take it, they're going to do it. They're going to continue to do it. So that's on the players. Hitting coaches could do one thing, but if they're sitting there and pitching you inside in crucial situations... It's not on the hitting coach in that situation. That is on the players to react. That's why I said I wouldn't mind them sticking up for themselves at some point. But yes, when you do switch coaching staffs, you see it in college football. Sometimes you get that initial bump.
Yeah,
you get that initial bump,
but
then it always comes back down.
Yeah, right.
No, to your point, there's a real. If they were to make a change with the hitting staff, you know, you maybe works for a week or two, or it doesn't, and then in 2 weeks you're in the same spot. But I think the point is that you have to show this is also you don't make changes just for your fans. That's a terrible way to operate. However, you have to show that, like, this is not acceptable.
Correct.
And I know they're still technically, what, 2.5 out of a playoff spot. It's not like they're 10 back, but we all have been watching this team now.
With the extra
six
wild
straight
card, everybody's in except your name's the Rockies.
Which is why you
sucks.
Think if they do something now, you can try to salvage
correct
before
correct.
it's too
and
late,
that would
I
be
guess.
The argument to either go and buy or to just get a change, whether it's the whole new voice thing or whatever. Something has to change. You cannot just go status quo heading into the series against the Rangers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.